Thank you for inviting me back in for book club. I hope wherever I find you in Sydney, we're in lockdown. I hope you're well. And I hope you've got art. I hope you have stories. I hope you have so many of the things that compel and engage our mind, keeping you going. And if not, I hope I can help you with a new book today. Because we can't be together, because we can't join in and get around Sydney and see each other, I wanted to bring you a new book and highlight some incredible writing from Western Sydney. And there is a wealth of incredible writing that comes out of Western Sydney. Just recently, I've received the collection Second City, Essays from Western Sydney, which was published by Sydney Review of Books. A new novel, The Magpie Wing, Max Easton's debut novel about football culture and growing up in the West, which I'm definitely going to be bringing in for you in the months to come. And now that I mention it, I haven't even yet brought in one of my favourite releases of 2021, The Other Half of You by Michael Muhammad Ahmed. I will absolutely get back to that. It's an incredible novel. But today I want to talk about a collection from the literary collective that Michael Muhammad Ahmed founded. The collection is entitled Racism, Stories on Fear, Hate and Bigotry. It's out now from Sweatshop Literacy Movement and brings together more than 40 writers detailing through their art what racism is in Australia. Now, to tell you a little bit about Sweatshop, I can't really go past their own description of their work and mission. Sweatshop is a literacy movement based in Western Sydney, which is devoted to empowering culturally and linguistically diverse communities through reading, writing, and critical thinking. Sweatshop have a wide and growing range of titles that broach the stories we so seldom hear coming from individuals and communities that are too often talked about but not to. They recognise that it's not enough to simply empower communities to tell their stories. Those stories have to be out there for people to access, to read, to reflect on. So they're making them, they're creating them, they're bringing you the books. I want to try and tread a very thin line here because I don't want to just be another person talking about these stories. I want you to read them. I want you to go out and discover this book. Now, the works in racism pose a simple but volatile question. Are we a nation of racists? And I can already hear the angry tweets being penned. Is the phone ringing? Now, they're going to say things like, of course we're not. A few bad apples. We might have been, but now equality. These are sentiments that make us feel better. But in the middle of a lockdown that has seen a huge disparity in response and restrictions between East and Southwest, well, you know, I actually want to hear more than just the dominant narrative. The stories in this collection relate experiences and narratives that open up the range of individual experiences of this thing that we just broadly call racism. Through short stories, poetry, microfiction, we're shown the slurs and the looks. We're shown the overt acts and the covert acts, the ignoring, the sycophantic attempts at inclusivity. What becomes clear through these stories is that while racism is exemplified in individual acts, it is established and codified in the ways we both see and choose to remain blind and silent when people are treated as other, whatever the supposed reason. But that's enough from me. I want to leave the last word on this collection to its collectors. Winnie Dunn, Stephen Pham, and Phoebe Granger are the editors of Racism, and in their introduction, they lay out that they seek to provide a personal and intimate record from First Nations people and people of colour across all ages that demonstrates the pain, despair, confusion, complexity, and rejection that comes from being the other. The collection is called Racism, Stories on Fear, Hate, and Bigotry. It's out now from Sweatshop. Support your independent bookstores. They're going to have click and collect. They're going to deliver to you, or you're going to be able to just, you know, buy it online. So support small independent places. Also, keep an eye out. I will be having a panel discussion with creators from Sweatshop discussing this this collection, discussing racism on the show coming up in August. And like always, keep an eye on Final Draft and the Final Draft podcast. And it is Poetry Month. I want to read people's poems. Go out, get involved, go to redroompoetry.org. I'm cramming as much book stuff in as I can for you because there is so much great stuff out there to keep us engaged every day, but especially in lockdown. My name's Andrew Popel. Join me on Final Draft on Saturday. Thanks for having me in for Book Club as always. Until I see you next, happy reading. Bye now.